Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. Today, I'm going to be joined by Pedro Pachuca. He is the Director of Wireless Products at Semtech. And Semtech may be familiar to you if you listen to our episode 65 with Pallet Alliance that we did at Modex. Pallet Alliance is actually using the Semtech technology for their IntelliPallets, which are the smart Internet of Things based pallets for monitoring. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and listen to it after this one. It's episode 65. But we're going to talk to Pedro today about the actual technology, how it works, and also how it's being applied in other aspects of industry in general, and also in the supply chain and logistics field as well. So Pedro, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Definitely. Happy to have you on and talk a little bit more about this technology. I would say that Pallet Alliance and the IntelliPallet, the smart pallet, was probably my favorite thing that I saw at Modex. I thought it was really, really cool, really, really smart idea. So I'm really interested to hear about the technology that's kind of driving that innovation. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Semtech and tell us, you know, what it is that Semtech does.
Absolutely, Kevin. So, you know, Semtech has nearly 60 years of experience designing and manufacturing proprietary platforms, you know, highly differentiated by innovation, mm-hmm. and also with a lot of, you know, focus on efficiency and performance. So Semtech is a global leader in high performance mixed signal platforms. We really develop very unique and highly differentiated products based on a system level architecture, mm-hmm. with a strong expertise in analog design. So this is the focus of the company.
Okay, interesting. And now, so the big thing behind Semtech, right, is the LoRa technology, right, which is L-O-R-A. But I was told it's pronounced just like the lady's name, Laura, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us a little about the LoRa and tell us about how the technology works and kind of what it does and some of the common uses that people are using it for now.
Well, you know, LoRa is tightly coupled with a protocol that is known as LoRaWAN. Mm-hmm. Basically, with the protocol LoRaWAN and LoRa, which is the specification of the physical interface, the electronic circuits that are used in order to implement the a modulation. So we call it the LoRa modulation. Basically, between the LoRa and the LoRaWAN, we provide a wireless communication for the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. So this is what all LoRa is about. That's the communication for IoT deployments. So what is pretty unique in LoRa, and actually is in the name of LoRa, is the long range. Actually, LoRa comes from long range. So what makes this technology very unique is the capability to communicate things in very long distance. You know, put it in a very simplified way, this is the core value of this technology: communicate things in a very long distance with very low power. So that's the value proposition that we put in front of the customers. So we define the physical interface. LoRa Alliance basically defines the LoRaWAN protocol that is used for this communication. And there is also in the system a gateway. So between the way that the end node is talking to the system is through a gateway. That's how the communication flows from a small sensor, you know, somewhere in the house or in a building or, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So can communicate, sending data to a gateway, and the gateway then is sending the data to a network server, and then the network server is connected to the customer application server, and that's where the customer is controlling the entire IoT deployment. You know, in a nutshell, this is what LoRa is.
Okay, interesting. And so you said it's a low power consumption, and also read it's GPS free, right? So I guess two questions is, you know, when you say long range, how far is long range? And then also, if it's GPS free, how does the technology actually work that you're able to locate or have an idea of where your assets are, whether it's cargo inside of a truck or in some kind of vehicle like that?
Okay, so we're talking about two different things. So one is the LoRaWAN, you know, protocol. Okay. So that one is for things to talk, to communicate. So that's how they can communicate.
Got it.
Now, for a traditional LoRa deployment, we use a technique that is known as time of arrival, which basically is, you are familiar, you know, how people knows the distance between the radar and a plane on the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, they send kind of a wave and then they measure the time the wave takes in order to get to the target and comes back. And they put up, you know, very simple mathematical equation to understand the distance. So the time of arrival is similar. So in this case, you know, we can create the same effect in a LoRa network, and that's how we can see the location of an asset. So this is one technique that we use, and we call that a network-centric geolocation, because that's based on the time of arrival from the sensor and the gateway. So this is one way. But what we have done lately, and actually this happened early this year, we announced a brand new product that is part of the LoRa Edge family. So this product is LR1110. That's the product name, you know, for people here in the audience to look, later on. Okay. On the internet. This product basically has additional capabilities for geolocation services. This product now combines a multi-constellation GNSS scanner. It combines a Wi-Fi scanner and the LoRa transceiver all together in a monolithic solution, especially designed for geolocation services. Now, with the GNSS scanner, this functions similar to a GPS, with the big difference that the GNSS scanner only reads the data that is coming from the satellites, but it doesn't calculate the location itself. You know, when you have a GPS, the GPS takes the signals from the satellites, and in the device itself, it crunches the data and calculates the location. That's when you are in your vehicle, for example, you can see yourself in the map moving in the vehicle because the device itself is calculating the location. We are doing something that is dramatically different to that approach. And the value proposition here is the power consumption. The number one complaint that we have from customers on asset management solutions is the battery consumption. With a GPS, is very power hungry because the device has to calculate the location.
Right.
So what we are doing in our solution is that rather than calculating the location in the device, we only read the data from the satellites. We take that data and we send it via LoRa communication to a cloud server. And in cloud, we have the calculator or the solver that is calculating the location. So in this brand new architecture, rather than, you know, taking all the computing power that is needed to calculate the location of the asset in the device itself, we are just taking the data and sending to the cloud. And, you know, in the cloud, we have a powerful machine that basically can calculate the location more accurate, and, you know, they can take more resources to calculate that. So with this new architecture, you know, this is a game changer. That's a new paradigm shift that we are giving to the market in order to reduce the power consumption. Just to give you some numbers, with this new architecture, we can reduce the power for more than 10 times compared to a traditional GPS, you know, type of solution. So customers that are using GPS and the battery lasts for, you know, 3 months, when they switch into this new product, now the battery will last for the similar conditions for 3 years. So this is a significant advantage for the market under this new architecture. So this is only one side. This is, you know, the part that is using the data coming from the satellites. But also in this device, we have a Wi-Fi scanner. So with the Wi-Fi, we follow the same procedure. This device is close to access points. This device is capable to read the signals or the MAC addresses from the access points. It aggregates all the MAC addresses in a file and sends that file to the cloud. And in the cloud, we have a database that basically calculates the location based on the MAC addresses. So this device can provide geolocation services for outdoors with the GPS, but also for the indoors using the MAC addresses. And all the connection to the cloud is using the LoRa technology.
We'll be back after a quick break.
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
Got it. Very interesting. So the LoRa Edge now is covering basically your whole supply chain. Basically, it could cover, right? Because it's covering the outdoors and the indoors with inside like a warehouse facility, but then also containers that would be on a truck or right. Those different types of things. So very,
that's correct.
Yeah, very interesting. And the power consumption thing, I mean, that's huge. 3 months to 3 years. I mean, that's an incredible. Not only time savings on maintenance of power and batteries and things of that nature, but also just, you know, less to worry about and, you know, more confidence that you're going to have something that's going to last a longer time.
Correct.
Yeah. So really interesting on the technology side. Now, I mentioned in the beginning of the show that, you know, Pallet Alliance is an example of a company that's utilizing the technology right now for their IntelliPallet, for the smart pallet. So I'm curious, how did that relationship with Pallet Alliance kind of come about? Was that something they approached you guys about, or was it an idea that you guys had? And, you know, how did that relationship develop, and how exactly are they utilizing the technology, just to kind of remind some of the listeners?
You know, as the LoRa technology, we have a significant footprint in outdoor deployments. You know, people is using LoRa more than geolocation. So they use also to communicate remote sensors, you know, all over the place to a central unit for, you know, a large number of use cases, you know, from cattle management, from agriculture type of purposes. So we are well known in the market, you know, for these outdoor deployments. And many customers, you know, before we had this new device, LoRa Edge, they used to have an external GPS in order to provide the geolocation services. So, you know, the pallet companies, they used to go into that direction, but they always complain, again, number one, because of the power consumption is too high, and also the total cost of the solution. Having an external GPS is extremely expensive. I mean, you have to pay for a full-blown GPS, and when you want to have a system that can track pallets from indoor and outdoor, then you need to put, in addition to the GPS, you need to put the Wi-Fi system. So trying to glue all that together, it's extremely expensive. The design is very complex. Multiple power management requirements to power off multiple ICs in the system. And the other thing is the form factor. Having too many electronic components, you know, makes these trackers or tags, you know, extremely, you know, kind of bulky. So most of the companies, you know, they know the LoRa technology. So the pilot companies, they were aware about the ability to communicate things in a long distance, low power, which has been the core value proposition. So they started talking to us, you know, telling us about the problems that they have. They are very happy with the LoRa. But as soon as they have to put the GPS or the Wi-Fi, now again, they are facing all these challenges. So, you know, we started talking with these companies many years ago, a couple of years ago. And finally, you know, we came up with this new technology that helps these companies to implement the trackers the way they need it, reducing the TCO, reducing the power consumption. And based on the information that we have from the pallet tracking market, we know that there is a probably more than 1.5 billion pallets, you know, in the market. So from this units, there is only a small quantity that is, you know, equipped with a tracker because of the cost and the complexity. Mm. So now what we are giving the market is the opportunity to untap the real potential that they have in the pallet, you know, market by adding these lower cost, you know, longer battery life, you know, trackers. So that's how these companies, you know, started to engage more and more with the LoRa technology.
Okay, interesting. Now, so I'm thinking now as you're talking about it, and I'm thinking about the pallet itself. So is the device itself that's using the LoRa technology, is it built into the pallet somehow? Because I'm thinking about, you know, the movement of a pallet, and you know, pallets can get jostled around pretty extensively. So I mean, how is the durability of the actual product itself, and I guess where is the placement on the pallet?
No, that's a good question. The trackers that are used for pallet tracking, they tend to be very small, components totally sealed. So they are kind of screwed into the pallet in a place that, you know, the fork doesn't kind of interfere.
Right.
So they are strategically located in a position for, you know, giving freedom to people to load and unload the pallets. Mm. But it is coming as an attachment into the pallet.
Okay, got it. Interesting. All right. So you guys, I mean, do a lot of different things for, like you were mentioning, for agriculture, a lot of outdoor applications, and now moving indoors as well with the LoRa Edge, and, you know, for a lot of different industries. But I'm curious, you know, as our listener base is focused around the supply chain logistics arenas, you know, what other supply chain logistics applications has the technology been utilized aside from the pallet application?
Well, you know, so anything related to logistics, for example, all the maritime, those people driving containers, they are using also the LoRa technology. Also, you know, the container market for, you know, global logistics is a very huge market.
Right.
So these people, they have the need to put trackers in a container level, but also they put these trackers inside the containers in the merchandise. So when they open the container, you know, the merchandise, they tend to go to different routes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they put some smaller containers that they put some trackers on that. So that's the other, you know, big market that is interested in these geolocation solutions.
Hmm, very interesting. And I think there's a lot of different potentials as well for it too, within the industry. So it'd be interesting to see, I guess, how other people start to apply it, because I think the pallet application is pretty creative. So I'd like to see, you know, what other people do with it as well.
Right. You know, just to give you an example, Kevin, that something that we see now is that in the conventional thinking, people see the trackers for things that are moving, right? You would like to see when things are moving from point A to point B. So I guess this is the most conventional thinking. But, you know, what we see is also there is a big potential for what is known as an static assets. Okay. So there are industries that, for example, knowing that the sensor that is giving you data is in the position that it's supposed to be, that gives you more reliability into your entire system. So it is not because the object is moving, the asset is moving, but just to know that the object is sending the data from the location that it's supposed to be, that brings a lot of value to the industry. So we see a lot of customers implementing your location services for what is known as an static assets. And again, that is just a big potential also for IoT deployments.
All right. Interesting. Definitely. So now, like I mentioned before, you know, there's a lot of different industries, but what we've been going through recently on a global scale is obviously the COVID pandemic and all the things that are tied to that. So now Semtech and this technology, you guys have been utilizing it in some ways to help with the COVID response. So talk to us a little bit about that and what it is you guys are doing with the technology to help in that arena.
Yeah, actually, we had many customers developing solutions for, to support the efforts, against this COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We see now deployments in many areas in the healthcare industry. You know, for example, customers are developing solutions to understand when there is a lot of people getting together, kind of crowd management. They are using LoRa Edge in pretty unconventional ways. For example, now that we have the ability to read MAC addresses with this technology, basically they are developing a device that can read all the MAC addresses that are coming from phones. So when they see that the number of the MAC addresses is getting to a big number, then they can send an alarm to some people that is interested to know when people is getting together or they are basically going beyond the capacity that has been established for a specific location. So this is something that we see customers deploying that type of solutions. We see also customers using LoRa technology in order to do remote temperature, monitoring. Mm-hmm. So that's another, symptom for people that has the disease. So that's another example. And we see, other deployments on panic buttons, helping elderly people when they feel, sick or they feel that something is happening. Now they have a button that they can just press, very easy to use. And then that sends an alarm, to a central unit. Okay. And then they can send a response team, to see what is happening with that person.
Interesting. Yeah, I think it's very interesting as I talk to different people that are providing like technology solutions in space and how people are getting creative with these different technologies during the COVID response and like trying to help to obviously reduce the spread and reduce the outbreak, I guess, of the pandemic. And so it's been very interesting to see how those technologies develop. And I think that, mm-hmm. what you're talking about, utilizing your technology to track those MAC addresses, this see when is capacity getting too much. I think that's really a smart way to apply it, and I think that's going to be a big deal, especially as we see what's going on now. People are, I guess, getting tired of conforming and following the restrictions, but they're kind of gathering. So having some kind of way to monitor that in a better sense is I think a really, really good way to help manage it and manage it more effectively and more efficiently as well. So really, really interesting stuff. And I really enjoyed hearing about the technology that went into the IntelliPout and all the other capabilities it has. Sounds like it's really, really powerful. So I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all that information with us. So is there anything else that we should know about Semtech? How can people find out more information about you guys?
Well, definitely, people can go to the traditional way, going to the Semtech.com. So all the information about the new products, this LoRa Edge product is already there. Mm-hmm. So we have evaluation boards and evaluation equipment for customers to try the technology. This is pretty unique technology. So the combination of the GNSS with the Wi-Fi and the LoRa transceiver, brings a very unique combination for customers to explore new ways to develop, geolocation applications.
All right, definitely. So we'll definitely put up more information about Semtech and the LoRa technology at thenewwarehouse.com so people can go on there and check it out. So Pedro, thank you so much for coming on the show and being a guest. Thank you very much, and we will talk to everybody again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.